Okay, so tonight's Vod, we entitled Shavuos, Getting the Most Out of Our Gift. Now, the first kasha I'd like to ask, pretty poshut kasha, is of all the Yom Tovim, Shavuos is one of the hardest to really get the most out of. Why? On the Yom Tov of Pesach, it's pretty clear. There are mitzvahs you have to do. You have to eat your matzah. You got to be careful with chametz. You know, there's a seder. There's a lot of very clear mitzvahs and avodas you have to do on Pesach. Sukkos, dalminim, mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. Okay, shmiat tzeres. It's clear the mitzvahs and avodah you have to do. Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin. All these things are very, very clear what I have to do. When it comes to, though, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, so what exactly, it's, you know, before you blink, it's gone. It's a Yom Tov which has no specific mitzvah. If you look through the Monei HaMitzvahs, none of them count eating cheesecake as a mitzvah. It's not true, right? Rabbi Luban might have some makor that's, you know, counted as a mitzvah. But it's not really, you know, it's not one of the, it's not the mitzvah of the yom is to eat cheesecake, eat multiple cheesecakes. Actually, you know, there are many people that are makbid gomer not to just have a milchik meal, because it's Yom Tov. How can you just have a milchik meal? My wife just came up with the greatest chop. Now we're going to have a milchik meal and serve fleishiks for dessert. What? Chakuti board for dessert. Not bad. I like it. Meat for dessert. Now, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, what is the yontif of Shavuos? What's our goal? What are we supposed to get out of it? So it comes along, right? And let me point out another step. And some people might think that the whole mitzvah of Shavuos is stay up all night. For the record, there are many, many chashuva people who don't stay up all night. There are many people, it's very tough on them to stay up. It shouldn't be viewed as all or nothing. If I stay up all night, then I did Shavuos. If I didn't stay up all night, then I missed out on Shavuos. Okay, look, obviously we try to stay up. There are guys that set the bar even higher. They have to stay up two nights. Kalan Har, this place usually has a minion for the second night. Guys staying up all night too, just saying. So the bar could be very high. But that's not likuva. You don't have to stay up all night the first night, definitely not the second night. Obviously, anyone who's able to do it, matova manayim, of course, that's what you should do. But if a person can't, so then that's not what defines Shavuos. Shavuos is not just staying up all night. So what is it? What's the avoda? What am I supposed to gain from the Yom Tov of Shavuos? I'm not eating batza, I'm not sitting a sukkah, I'm not davening for my life like I know I do on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So what exactly am I doing? What's this Yom Tov about? So the Shlach Kodesh, which I heard Rabbi Luban quoted in the last Vod, has an idea that Shavuos is a Yom Tov where it's the Yom HaDin of Torah. Whatever success, or success is really in our hands, but whatever Siyat Dishmaya that a person gets in Torah is decided and paskened on Shavuos, according to the Shlach. Not just Nichlal in Rosh Hashanah, which the Charil Pasha Pshat, before the Shlach, we'd say, yeah, that's Rosh Hashanah is everything. No, Rosh Hashanah is for Gashmias, Rosh Hashanah is for life, but special Siyata Deshmaya for learning, that comes on Shavuos. So if you figure out Pshat in a Reb Chaim, there's a special Siyat Deshmaya that you could trace back to last year's Shavuos. Maybe that explains some guy's success. If you want to know how to get a good Chavrusa, the Siyat Deshmaya, everything fell into place. You know, I was looking at Chavrusa when that guy was looking at Chavrusa, and boom, we hooked up. It was a tremendous Shidduch. Just thank your lucky stars back to last Shavuos, according to the Shlach. Okay, so according to the Shlach, it does raise the bar a little bit. And we realize, okay, there's something to be gained. Maybe it should make you daven better in Shavuos. As someone just telling me, usually the worst tefillos of the year is, you know, when you stay up all night. It's okay, that's a cheshbon. You know, davening is also very important. Some people that stay up for a good amount of time and go to sleep, they can daven like a mensch. But davening for sure is important on Shavuos. Learning is also important. But, you know, Shavuos, if we try to motivate ourselves, though, with the shlah, you know, there is, in a certain sense, especially the way that yeshiva world functions, in a certain sense, it's a shame. You're telling me that how my learning is going to be for the next year is totally on Shavuos? That means now's Rosh Hashanah. That means my learning, like after Shavuos, will be affected in what I do that day. But it's not as if we're sitting and learning so much after Shavuos, right? Shavuos comes at the end of Zman. Guys are already half toasted, some burnt, some, you know, it's a long Zman. And after Shavuos, summer's man, like, that's what we're using our brachas for. Our special siyat d'shmaya we're using for our ben azmanim, you know, achaparayin in camp with my big Nachman Yamaka, and I get into the base medrash after a long, crazy day at night to sit and learn for 20 minutes. That's where my siyat d'shmaya is being spent. My brand new bank account full of siyat d'shmaya, I'm using it on my off day to learn a little bit extra. Wouldn't it be much better for us to have a Shavuos in the beginning of the year? On the Yom HaDin, like, let's find, you know, whoever else argues on the Shlah. The Yom HaDin is Rosh Hashanah, okay. Fight, that makes sense. So now I daven Rosh Hashanah, come back after Sukkot, boom. Ready for a great year. Here, the way it's structured, we're going to daven on Shavuos for Siyat Deshmaya and then go off, sail into the sunset. Ben Azmanim. So I would like to put forth perhaps a different perspective based on Chazal's. What is exactly the goal? What am I trying to get out of the Yom Tov Shavuos?
We have the same kash about Yom Kippur.
If I was giving a vada Yom Kippur, I might. No. Yom Kippur, again, I think is an easier thing because we know that's kapara, that's tshuva, that's, it's very clear what the avodah of that day is. Very clear. Okay, yeah, in Achanami. I think we should have yeshiva the day after. Just to grab something. But, so the idea that I'd like to give over what the goal of Shavuos is a famous Gemara. But perhaps the takeaway from that Gemara is what we want to present. Famous Gemara, I believe in Pesachim, comes up, I think, Moed Katan too. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Right? Yossi comments on the fact that all Yomim Tovim need Lachem, need to have some Gashmistik enjoyment, Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem. But Yossi says, HaKomodim Batzeres, when it comes to Shavuos, everyone says you have to celebrate in a grandiose fashion. You for sure need Lachem when it comes to the end of Shavuos. Why is there such a big celebration on Shavuos? Zakr Yossi. Ilav hayoma kama yosi ikabashuka. If not for the day of Kabbalah Satara, when Hashem gave me the Torah, how many Joes, how many Yosis are there in the street? If not for Torah, that I learned Torah, and through learning Torah I became a different person, I'll just be an average Joe in the street corner. What Rabbi Yossi is saying, he himself is giving this vad. You know what the goal of Shavuos is? You know what I'm supposed to realize in Shavuos? Ilav hayoma kama yosi ika b'shaka. If not for Torah, what would I be? Where would I be? And I think a nice daher we had on that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu works out the yeshiva calendar perfectly. If a person wants to realize, Ilav hayoma kama yosi ikub b'shuka, when's the time to realize it? In the beginning of Zman or the end of Zman? beginning of his man, okay, look, there's a lot of potential, a lot of possibility. But you just started. Just got your feet wet. You're not used to base medrash. Even you're a second-year guy, third-year guy, the Zman just began. It's only at this point in a year where, look, we've been through a lot. You look back at points earlier in the year, it's like, oh my gosh, that was this year? It feels like ages ago. We were stuck in that little soda room. Oh, that's where we did morning Seder. Imagine that. Kama Yosi Ika Bashuka. I came so far from that. The beginning of Zman, beginning of a year, I didn't take learning so seriously. Hopefully, at some point in the year, I picked it up. I got into Bekiyas. I took Siddurim more seriously. So thus, at the end of Zman, a person could look back and say, Kama Yosi Ika Bashuka, look at the difference Torah made in my life. After sitting and learning for most of a year, am I, look at it, think about it. I'm a different person. If we focus on those things early on, or if you want to look at your growth day by day, it's hard to see. I couldn't read Marmokomos before. I can't read Marmokomos so well now. But if you look at a broader picture, who was I when I came, who came into the yeshiva in Elul? Who am I now? Hopefully, there is a big difference. Kama Yosi Ika Bashuka. That's where Reb Yosi was looking back. Look what the Torah did to my life. If not for Torah, I'd be hanging out in the street corner. I'll be selling things on eBay all day. I'll be, who knows what, playing basketball till my arms fall off. Kama Yosi Ika Bashuka. Look what Torah does for me. The more I connect with Torah, the more I learn Torah, it makes me a different person. The outlooks I have in life. You hear people who are not associated with Torah, the crazy liberal, funny ideas that come out of people's mouths that they espouse. Does that make sense? In my mind, it makes sense. Okay, but talk to some, you know, yeshiva bachrim who've sat and learned, whose minds are guided by Torah, who are sitting every day, you know, working with the logic of Tosfos, the Svara of Reb Chaim Brisk, the Yashros of Amarsha. Don't you think that has an impact on the way you think? Don't you think that, you know, you're honing your mind and becoming better? Even if you follow all the Ben Shapiro comments and tweets of the day, that doesn't make your mind necessarily smarter. It's the Torah which makes us better. I'm weighing, I'm understanding complicated Gemaras, complicated steps on a daily basis. Three Siddurim a day. That changes a person. Makes you smarter, makes you wiser. And if not for Torah, what would I be? That's something to look at specifically now, this point in the year, by the Yom Tov HaShavuos, to look back and feel pride, to celebrate it. That's what you should be thinking of when you sink your teeth into a kishmak of cheesecake, a nice piece of meat. Kavod Yom Tov. Kama Yosi Ika Bashuka. But I want to add another step. I came across this years and years ago. It could be I was a coal guy even. There's a Rashi at the end of Parshas Hazino. Moshe Rabbeinu is basically on his deathbed. And he's speaking to the Bnei Yisrael. Vaychal Moshe ledaber kol dvar me'elel kol Yisrael. Moshe basically finishes Sefer Mishneh Torah, which Agavurcha, some people have a minhag to learn on the night of Shavuos. He finishes Mishneh Torah, Vayomer Aleichem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give his last shmooze. You know, Most of the time in life, you don't know if you're giving your last shmooze. I have at home, you know, they have the last shmooze the altar of Slobodka said. And David Cohen touches it up. He says, it's like the altar's last will and testament. Or we have right here the last will and testament of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is his last shmooze. The end of Parshas Hazino. Says, Simu v'avchem l'chol advar ma'ashanochi me'ed b'chem hayom. Pay attention to all the things I testified, I told you about today. I said, Tzavim is b'nechel nishmor, you should be mitzava, your kids to keep, lasos to do, as kol divrei Torah zos. And he finishes off. Ki lo davar reiku mikam. Torah is not something which is empty. Ki hu chayechem, it's your life. V'davar zeh terichel yamim, and through this, you'll get a richos. Yamim al domen sha'atim over misa yardim, shama l'rishta. So Rashi writes, Ki lo davar reiku mikam. Don't think you're working in Torah, you sit all day singing and learning, and all you get is a measly kollel check. All you get, I don't know, comfort care. You get bad food in the yeshiva. Gosh, anyone saw what they served last night? Right? Lo Don't think you're not getting anything out of all your yigia of being in this a tough environment of yeshiva. Ki harbi schar tolibo. There's tremendous schar. What's a tremendous schar? Someone would say, oh, in Olam Haba, I'm going to get tremendous schar. We could be paupers. We could be living in poverty to sit in kolo. And in Olam Haba, we're going to live in a palace. And it'll be Olam Hafach. And the people who lived in a palace are going to be poor. Wow. Amazing. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Ki harbi schar talibo, ki hu chayecha." You know what the schar of learning Torah is? Ki hem chayenu. That feeling that Torah is the purpose of my life, that mantra, that anthem that you sing, ki hem chayenu v'orech yameinu. Torah is our life. This is what I do. I'm a Ben Torah. I'm a kol guy. That enjoyment of living a life of Torah, that's the ultimate schar you get for your amilas b'Torah. Beautiful shmooze. Beautiful pep talk. But I have one kasha. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying this as his last shmooze, his last message to the Bnei Yisrael? Aren't you talking to people that sat for the past 40 years in Kolo? Isn't he talking to the Dordea, the generation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you sit and learn in the Midbar, I'll take care of all your needs. Talk about the ultimate Kolo. Fresh, imported from England, pressed white shirts, the best food, fancy showers, whatever you want. The anan, the be'er, the mon, they had it all. They didn't have to do anything. They were living in mamish. You could think of the guy who's sitting in Kolo in Yerushalayim with the father-in-law paying the check for a gorgeous home, you know, fancy building in Geula. Let's talk about location. He's got everything. Everything's on the credit card. You see these guys in Israel sometimes. Like, you see people sweating it out. But you see these people, like, life is good. That's the entire Dordea. They didn't have to worry about anything. They just got to sit and learn. They realized Torah is Kihim Chayinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to remind them. They've been singing and learning for 40 years. He's not pumping up the Ura kids. He's pumping up the younger light who've been in Lakewood for 40 years. You should realize Torah is your life. Do they need that? Teretz is. They sure do. Because no matter who you are, no matter how much time you dedicated, I'm giving the shmooze to myself, to learn Torah, to imbibe Torah. But the message that that Torah is my life, ki heim chayenu, I'm proud of the fact that I get to learn the famous Reb Aaron Cutler story, where the Baal HaBos asks Reb Aaron if it's true that the Zvulun gets a full Olam Haba, just like the person sitting and learning. So why does it pay? You know, look, I'd rather live my life and live well and support you sitting and learning, because we're going to get equal Olam Haba. So Reb Aaron, you know, tapped him on the shoulder, looked at him with his blue eyes, and said, but what's going to be with your Olam Hazeh? Kihem Chayenu is Olam Hazeh, not Olam Haba, or just Pumferkert. It's Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. I get to sit and learn. Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem Osev Akesh. That's the most amazing, beautiful thing. Once a person gets involved in learning and enjoys it, he doesn't want anyone to take it away from him. Don't take away my chavrusa, my second seder, my rebbe. I'm enjoying it. That's kiyum chayenu. But that's something which we all need chizuk in. You need a yontif of shvuas to sit back and say, kama yosi ika bashuka, to look back at our learning and say, wow, I really appreciate it. Don't get caught up in the times when learning's tough and my chavrus is gone and this and that. Let's have a broad picture, look back in general, of a person's success in learning, of how learning changes a person. Person did the hair, kihem chayenu. When learning is going well, that's the best day. That's the feeling as a person, that's the goal of Shavuos. Different than Yom Kippur. Different than Rosh Hashanah, than Sukkot, than Pesach. What you're supposed to do on Shavuos is get to this realization, feel Kiyum Chayenu. Now, just to run through some practical, one other very important step. If a person has all the hashkafa, yeah, I know that Torah is the most important thing and Torah changes my life, but if you just have that without connecting to the Torah on Shavuos, then that takes away from it. Rebbe, I know all the hashkafa. Torah is important and learning, great. But if you don't feel it, I know it should be in yeshiva. I know yeshiva is a great thing. But you also have to connect Torah on Shavuos. So that means no matter what you've been doing till now, you're in the slump. It's the end of the Zman. Haven't learned the Chavrusa in 2 weeks. Abosai, Shavuos is... it's like an island by itself. One simple way. You know how you connect to Torah and Shavuos? Chavrusa. Get yourself a chavrusa. And the yeshiva actually did a nice thing. We facilitated it. Helped it. I think last count, there's like 15 guys between Bachar and a few young light coming in from Queens for Shavuos. 15 guys. It's a ratio of more of easily one guy for every 1.5 guys in the base matters. On the roster, I mean. That's amazing. There are so many guys, as soon as you've seen a lot of these guys, the older guys would know them, as soon as you've seen a guy waltz in there Thursday night, Friday, ask him to learn the chavrusa. Any little time. Doesn't have to be a 3-hour seder for this night. But make a chavrusa. Get someone to learn with. Connect. The mile of a chavrusa many times is through the chavrusa I connect with Torah. Me by myself, I can't get anything out of the Torah. It's hard for me. But through a chavrusa, he gets me in. Okay, I'm excited. Let's learn. Haka Rebbe. Rebbe, I'm ready to learn. Do you have time to learn with me on Shavuos? Okay. I just turned down the speaking engagement. How could I not be in yeshiva for Shavuos? Can't. I have to be here. Sorry. A first achrayas to my guys. Abosai, grab a chavrusa. A chavrus is an easy way, whether we're talking about Shabbos before Shavuos, we're talking about the night of Shavuos, the next day of Shavuos, next night. Make chavruses with people. Just ask a guy, you want to learn with me? Half hour, 40 minutes. Start small. Make a chavrusa. So a chavrus is a way to connect to Torah. Another way to connect to Torah, and especially in Shavuos, and I want to give a big yasher koach to the guys who pushed me to do it, coming into Shavuos, is chazara. A person who is able to chazar, a lot of times a person can do chazar even by himself. Just take any block of Mara, whether it's Arba Ovos Nezikim, or Hakones, Hachovel, anything in between. Doesn't have to be you chazar 20 blot, it could be the same blot 3 times. Take, and it doesn't have to be Baba Kama, it could be Kedushin, Tainus, Beya, I don't care. Chazar Gemara. Anytime a person chazars Gemara and he's used to chazaring, he knows it well, that's an added way of a person feeling very accomplished. In Yeshiva Shevelt, that's the easiest way a person feels a sense of accomplishment, through chazara. By us, we feel accomplishment because we hacked a good kasha and share. Okay, good. But it's so easy to feel accomplishment when you could read a Gemara. Taka, I haven't done this Gemara since last year. Great. Find that Gemara, open it up, and see what you remember. Chazar it. It's great. How many times does a guy feel geschmack when he remembers, oh my gosh, Tosfos quoting Gemara, I remember that Gemara. It's $1 million. Chazar is a tremendous way to connect to the Torah. I remember hearing from Moshe Chait Zatzal, how on Shavuos night, back in the day in South 9th Street when he was in Kolo, how he would chazar Gemara. Remember he even set out his pace of how many blot was he able to do in one night in Shavuos, in an hour in Shavuos. And he said he got such sipuk by going through the blot and realizing, I really know this. I could just rattle them off. He said his Shavuos night, he connected to learning through chazara, going over old things. And chazara could start with the blot that you did yesterday or the blot you're going to do tomorrow. So we have chazara as a way to connect. We talked about a chavrus as a way to connect. Obviously a shir. Shavuos night here usually is a big excitement. Right? Luban's giving a shir or people listening elsewhere. There's shiurim going on in Shavuos night. Connect to learning through a shir. Go to the Geshmaka shir. Listen to the Rav, ask a good question, and think what you would say to answer the question. Get involved. Ksos after chatzos. Whatever. Lamaisa, a person, that's another angle to connect. I'm connecting through a chavrusa, I'm connecting through chazara, I'm connecting through a shir. Any of these things is a beautiful way for a person, not just he has the hashkafa and he knows kihem chayenu, he knows ilav hayom akama yosef ikiv shukah, but he's practically connecting with that on the yontif of Shavuos. That's how you walk away, that you accomplish something, that you gained, got the most out of the gift of the yontif of Shavuos. I want to just end with one story. So I remember back in the day, I was teaching 12th grade in Brooklyn. If the guy's listening, he knows I tell his story every year. He's got such a spyless. A guy, you know, classic 12th grader, you know, had his ups and downs, and he was probably in one of these right before Shavuos. And the night of Shavuos, he came in. I don't know if I coined the phrase, Shavuos is an island by itself, but I probably pumped the guys up. Shavuos is a separate thing. Come on, learn this. I still remember the guy. He was mamish on fire in Shavuos. Got himself chavrusa, this. He was a different person. His face was glowing. No joke. I remember in the Tiferes Yisrael Beis Medrash, right there. The night of Shavuos, he got himself learning chavrusa, this, that. He felt like $1 million. He remembers every year after that, I always remind him, he had such an amazing Shavuos. Because Shavuos is a separate thing. if we have an amazing Shavuos, and not just geshmaka meals and rach, which I'm sure we're going to have, but we have the hashkafa, we have the mindset that appreciating, looking back on more than three quarters of a year, how much I grew. Okay, we still have a lot to go. But Baruch Hashem, I grew a lot. And we appreciate Kihem Chayenu, and we connect with the Torah. Be'ezus Hashem, that should be a means for us to walk away from the Yontif Shavuos with our own personal Kabbalah Satar. Hashreinu Matov Chokein Manorim Garoleinu Hashreinu Matov Chokein. It's not a high school.